direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. We've got about 20 minutes to spend together. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. I've got plenty to talk about, but there's always room for you, and I'll even play one request, so there, and talk about it, too. So, yeah, my night is complete as far as that goes. After this tomorrow night full show, and Steve Probst is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour, in the 10 o'clock hour, I should say. 9 o'clock if you're in Mountain Time, but in the 10 o'clock hour Central Time. And that's always fun. We talk to Steve about once a quarter and waltz down memory lane with all sorts of great obscure oldies. And boy, he does know all. And so that's Wednesday. Thursday, it's a full show. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And next week, all full shows all week. So this was, in fact, the last interruption. All right, so I don't know if you've heard about this, but in fact, it was James on the South Side who sent it, so I should bring him into the action before we do anything else. So James, here we go. We'll say welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, James?
I'm a little under the weather.
No, what's wrong?
I got a cold like Saturday. I was like, when I talked to you Monday, I was kind of, I was glad that I had come in and had to wait on a line to. I wouldn't have been able to.
Oh, man. Well, I'm very sorry to hear this. Hopefully the worst of it is over, or do you feel you're still ramping up?
Well, it looks like I'm at least a little bit better.
Oh, good. Good. That's a start. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, plenty of rest, all that kind of stuff. Lots of fluids. Stay inside. There's no reason to go out. Because after all, it is winter.
Although, of course, tomorrow I'll just be shoveling.
No, no, no. Can't you get somebody else to do this? You're sick.
I'm too stubborn. I'll probably do it and then do a couple neighbors.
Oh, God. Well, then you can call in tomorrow night and tell us how much sicker you are, because I think you will be. Now, we're going to have an abbreviated conversation right now because, of course, the show is almost over and it hasn't even started. But there was one story that you sent that I think is actually very important to Chicago area pet owners who haven't heard about this, because many people, when they have a dog or a cat, think that the microchip they're inserting in the dog or a cat is going to last for life and is going to, in fact, reunite them with their animal if the animal shouldn't. In fact, run away. And usually that happens. I will say one time in the past when we were breeding Bernese Mountain Dogs, I was on the air and we got a call from the AKC people. That's who we had registered with. And the AKC people said, one of your dogs is in the lake. I said, what? No, they're all right downstairs. They're outside. And well, anyway, one of them was. And so we had to chase after them. But it was quite the night while I was on the air. But the thing that saved us was the fact that there was identification. So and some people prefer to use tags on collars. And that's, you know, sometimes fine, too. But in the event you've used a chip, now it turns out that a lot of people in Chicago don't know that Save This Life, one of the companies that provided a microchip service, has closed its doors. And so the question there isn't, will the chip work? It's who will be able to read it. And this is, from what I understand, unless you've heard something more current from this, this is what I've heard, is that the question is, okay, we've got the chip, but who has access when Save This Life discontinued their services? So I don't know. Obviously, it's concerning for veterinarians, and maybe one of those would like to call in and tell us exactly what's going on. But apparently, the shutdown was very unexpected. So the vet who was investigating investigating this said that the company delinked all the microchip registrations from the Universal Microchip Lookup Tool. And that, man, well, so CBS News in Chicago reached out to Save This Life to see what owners should do. No one ever returned CBS's calls. So a pause in Chicago, PAWS, says anyone who's unsure if Save This Life is their company should take their vet to a place where the chip can be scanned, like a police station or a veterinarian's office, and have somebody scan it, because it seems at this point that that there will be no way to, in fact, do anything. But pause says no. Once you already have your number, you can log in and update your information. So hopefully that will work on some levels. Paul Chicago, by the way, says if a cat is not microchipped, there's no stray hold, meaning the organization would not be able to contact a cat owner and the owner would not be able to find their pet easily. So surprising number of pets that don't have a microchip, and people don't realize how common that is. All right, so hopefully everybody who has chips from this company has already made other arrangements.
Yeah, when I happened to hear about this, actually, in part, I was listening to John Landecker, and then I looked it up, and that's where I saw the full story.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know John talked about it, because I don't usually get to hear that show, but all right.
Yeah, he looked, he said a little bit, about, and the funny thing about when you delete a whole data of it, I'm like thinking, you could at least leave the data, even if
right.
you lose.
Of course.
Yeah, even if you collapse, you can at least say, hey, here it is. Even if we're not here, this is still there.
Yeah, well, once the individuals get the numbers, have it scanned and get the numbers, they can re-register with another company. But yes, there should be regulations about this, that a company can't just do this. There are more than 40 microchipping and recovery services, so hopefully individuals will be able to first find out, are they using one from this company, and if they are, who they can re-register with. But it just seems to me like there should be some responsibility that a company can't actually do that. But I didn't know that John had talked about it. I'm sure he covered more than we did. So we'll call
it. Oh, no, he did. He had to, like, because his show got kind of shortened by the basketball game.
All right. Well, and at both ends then. All right. Well, very good. Well, thanks for that. And we'll talk to you maybe tomorrow night. Don't shovel. I know you will, but here I am saying don't do it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, bye. So, yeah, I know I'm not going to stop him, but not a good idea. Oh, we're going to have Nick and Baltimore. Man, I hope I can convince him to call tomorrow night, maybe right after Steve Probst and Carl in Riverside. But we've got business to take care of, and I promised one bumper. It's Jim in New Hampshire's request, and we'll talk about it coming up on WGN Radio. Sure, wanted to hear the Ramsey Lewis Trio version, Hang On Sloopy, 1965, and Cadet. I was going to tell the long and involved story of that, but I think I'll save it for tomorrow night because we don't have a lot of time right now. But if you think the McCoys did it originally, you would be wrong. All right, so there's a whole lot to it, and we'll talk about that. Also, how it became the Ohio official rock song. Yes, they have one. And it's associated with both Ohio State and Ohio University for totally different reasons. All right, so plenty to talk about tomorrow night about that. So in the meantime, Nick in Baltimore, what's happening?
Hey, Molly. Hi, good morning. I'll watch the clock here. Hope Jim feels better.
Yeah.
By the way. Yeah, don't go out and shovel.
Yeah.
We're getting snow right now.
Oh, how much?
So they're calling 3 to 6, but, okay. You know,
that's
who knows. But
that's enough to bother you.
Oh, yeah, down here, yeah. They can't handle it. But I wanted, real quick, had a request.
Yes.
Betty, My Love.
Ah, okay.
Okay, and the old, what used to be WITH is now Spanish.
I know, it breaks my heart. I know.
Yeah.
The only thing worse is if they signed off.
Well, at least they're still on.
Well, right. What kind of Spanish are we talking?
It's like it sounds like a up tempo, you know, kind of, you know, Latino. It's called Maximo.
Okay. Do they have jocks?
Not yet.
Okay, I'll be curious.
Not yet. They're just playing just recorded music, just, you know, automated. But
I'm not sure, but I think Bertha Luna is syndicated now, and that might be something good for middays, but just a thought. All right.
Well, that's probably what it is.
I don't know. But I'm going to have to check it. Maximo. All right.
It's online now. They just put it online.
Good. Good.
So it's marketed as 94. They've got the translator, you know, so it's 94.3, and it's 12:30,
but yeah, right. Well, it's all be 12:30 to us, please. Yes. Why have that wasted coverage when you can buy pinpoint coverage on WITH?
That was a great stint. Tiger Radio back in the old days.
Yes, yes. Everybody worked there, including Barry Richards.
Oh yeah.
Right. And Bill Taylor. Yes, a lot of people.
We're friends on Facebook too.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, but that was the thing. That was the news I wanted to give you, and you know, I'll try to call back tomorrow night.
I hope that you will. Like I say, Steve Probst will be in the first hour, and I know you like that. But after that, I'll be wide open, and I hope you will call.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You take it easy.
Thanks
a lot.
Appreciate it. All right. So sad news all the way around, but hey, at least they're still on the air. I don't know what to say. Carl in Riverside, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, I'm prepping for the 3 to 6 inches tomorrow, so nothing yet, but come tomorrow morning for sure. Hey, just a quick one, because I know it's almost time to say adios.
Yeah.
Okay, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, that was the group, right?
Well, originally the Blue Notes, and before the Blue Notes, it was the Charlemagne's. But they became the Blue Notes in 1954, and Harold Melvin was in the group. The lead singer was Franklin Peeker, and they recorded on a lot of labels. They had this record, My Hero. I laugh every time I hear it, because Jerry Blabbitt would always say at the end of it, bagpipes, bagpipes, but there were no bagpipes. It just was a strange ending, but it was a minor hit on Value locally. But then in 65, they had Get Out, which was on Landa, and that was not a bad record. But the group kept changing. Bernard Williams left to start his own group, the Original Blue Notes, and that's when Harold Melvin first brought in John Atkins and then Teddy Pendergrass. And then when Philadelphia International picked him up, they were Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, but it's the same group.
I like the song a lot. Here's my question. Okay, If You Don't Know Me By Now, right?
Right.
That's the name of the song, Raleigh?
Right.
Okay, I was curious if, do you know who Mick Hucknall is?
No, who's Mick Hucknall? I mean, Kenny
you
Gamble.
Like his
Kenny
version?
Gamble and Leon Huff wrote it. If you don't know me by now, which was originally written for LaBelle. But who's this guy?
Okay, Mick Hucknall. He's from England, and he was with the group. This is probably in the 80s. I saw him the other night.
Okay.
Singing the song. He was with they called the group Simply Red.
Oh yeah, well absolutely, they had hits.
So
they had a lot of hits. You know, this is obviously,
did you like his version?
No, this is obviously out. It's way outside of my taste. But they were from Manchester in the mid 80s. And I think that, yeah, Mick, I didn't know his last name, but he was one of the original members. I think he wound up being the only original member left.
I think he's about 60, and he sounded really good and really soulful.
So he was originally
originally
in a punk group, and the Frantic Elevators. And their final single was Holding Back the Years, actually. But anyway, they demised, and then I think Rashman, I don't remember the guy's first name, but Rashman, they got a local musicians, and then they, you know, ultimately.
Well, the group I was in was the Frenetic
Okay.
Elevators or the escalators. I'm sorry.
All right, frenetic. Very good.
Not really.
But not my stuff, but aware of it.
Hey, Raleigh, good talking to you again. I better let you go. It's almost time.
Yes, it is. Call me tomorrow night.
You got it.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so, that's the quickest show I've ever done. All right, what a pleasure that was. Thanks to those of you who called. So we'll do it again 21 hours from right now. Until then, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and Krista for getting us on the air, and we thank John for screening your calls, and those of you who called, I thank you, thank you, thank you. So 21 hours from now, we'll do it again. We'll talk about Hang On Sloopy and a lot more coming up on WGN Radio.